Lesson 10, the rest of the story. Celebrations that unite people from all over the world are significant and magnificent. How can we celebrate in spite of persecution in a hostile world? The writer of Revelation proclaims that God will preserve believers from every nation, tribe, people group, and language who remain faithful to Him despite hardship. In today's contemporary story, when the Bible study class heard the rest of the story, it was shouting time. Pastor started a series on the book of Revelation. After Pastor went through six seals that secured the scroll John saw in the vision, he took a break because of summer vacations. Regular Bible study resumed in September, but Pastor began a new series. The class members reminded Pastor he had finished Revelation 6, and they want the rest of the story. Pastor went to grab the notes from his study and instructed the musician to lead the class in a hymn, "We're Marching to Zion," during the interlude. Pastor returned and asked for volunteers to read. Evelyn began reading chapter 7. You could hear the excitement in Evelyn's voice when the class heard about the saints who were sealed prior to the tribulation and the countless multitude who were of absolute diversity coming out of great tribulation in white robes standing in the presence of God before the throne. The class broke out in praise. Pastor, also caught up in the celebration, summed it up. While there's a lot of wrong in this world, sickness, violence, etc., God's people are able to march to Zion, trusting in God and the hope of God's future glory. Revelation 7 ends, promising God will provide His people with all of their needs and wipe away every tear. The class erupted in worshipful praise. Discussion questions. 1. Share the most recent book, movie, or testimony that started off rough but had a happy ending. 2. When you picture heaven, where you will lead a trouble-free life, what do you visualize? 3. How does God's multi-ethnic salvation and justice inspire your praise and worship?